Democrats plot corporate-backed DACA amnesty and lame duck Congress, illegal aliens deserve nothing less. By John Binder on November 16, 2022. Senate Democrats are urging 10 Senate Republicans to join them in passing an amnesty for millions of illegal aliens. Enrolled and eligible for former President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program, in the lame duck Congress. During a press conference on Wednesday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, joined Senators Dick Durbin, DEL, Alex Padilla, DCA, and Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV, in calling on 10 Senate Republicans to join them in supporting the DREAM Act. "We know that it's important that we pass the DREAM Act in December of this year, when we return from Thanksgiving, because if the House moves as we think it might, politically, it becomes increasingly difficult after the first of next year to take up this issue," Durbin said. The plan would give amnesty to 3.3 million illegal aliens enrolled and eligible for Obama's DACA program, providing them with green cards to remain permanently in the United States and, eventually, gain naturalized American citizenship. Schumer suggested that the amnesty is necessary to provide businesses with a constant flow of foreign workers to hire, as well as replenish lagging native-born American birth rates. "We're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing on its own at the same level that it used to," Schumer said. "The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the dreamers, and all of them." As Breitbart News reported in 2017, the amnesty would open a surge of chain migration, where newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S., ranging from 10 million to 19 million foreign nationals. Likewise, such an amnesty would cost American taxpayers at least $115 billion by opening Obamacare rolls to newly legalized illegal aliens. "Dreamers deserve nothing less," Padilla said. "It is not right that they live year after year, in fear of deportation, after all they have done to make our nation greater." Schumer also said the Democrats' ultimate goal is to provide amnesty to all 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living across the U.S. "We will not stop fighting until we get a fix for DACA, a pathway to citizenship for dreamers, and a pathway to citizenship for all undocumented," he said. For years, Durbin and Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, have been introducing the DREAM Act despite lacking enough support in the Senate to get the amnesty passed. The amnesty enjoys broad support from multinational corporations and the donor class, who are hoping to inflate the U.S. labor market, increase the number of consumers, drive up housing prices, and keep wages at a relatively low level. Last year, executives with Amazon, Google, Microsoft, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, among others, lobbied House and Senate Republicans to back Durbin and Graham's DREAM Act. Likewise, the Koch Network has long asked Republicans to get behind the amnesty. As Breitbart News reported, from 2012 to 2018, more than 53,000 illegal aliens were awarded DACA despite having prior arrest records, including for crimes like murder, kidnapping, rape, child pornography, and sex crimes. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.